Each November, as we reflect on what it means to build a home where all belong, we invite some stories to be shared. I'd love to invite Eric Anderson and family to come and join me for a moment. We talk about building a home where all belong, but I think it's important that we hear a variety of perspectives and insights as to what that means. So Eric Anderson brought family with him today. Daughter Abby, son Brady, and fiancée Christine are here with us as well. Okay, great. So Eric, one of the things I think is a wonderful chance to just ask and talk about with one another is, what does a home where all belong mean to you?
Yeah, I think for us, a home where all belong is more than just a place to worship on Sunday, but a message, a positive message of inclusion in community. I think that's important to revisit that and what I think makes us as a congregation unique and special.
And when you think about this idea of a home where all belong, how have you experienced that and what has it meant for you and for your family?
You know, I think this church is special again to us, you know, for a number of reasons. I think it's the perfect blend of tradition and, again, inclusion and progress. It reminds me of the church I grew up in at home. My mother was a Sunday school teacher, and going through this as a child and now having children of my own to bring here and continue with that same message means a lot. Probably most important to me was going through the loss that I had a few years ago, and just remembering this day not too long ago when I stood up when my wife's name was read. And it represented a difficult time for me and a time of confusion and sort of not knowing what direction we were going in, and having the support of the church at a time that I couldn't have asked for anything more. And having the help and support without having to even ask for it, that kept us afloat and kept us in our direction and gave us that hope that we needed. And that's something, again, you can't put a price tag on, and something I'll cherish for a long time.
Thank you. I appreciate your willingness to sort of think about this question this week and be willing to share such an important part of your life with us, as we, as your church family, want to continue to be a part of that, not only for you, but for others who experience these moments in life, everything from the Sunday school moments to the difficult moments to the joyful moments that are on their way as well. And so we give thanks for all of those things, and I appreciate you being willing to share with
Thank
us
you.
This morning. Thank you, guys. All Saints Day is one of my favorite sacred moments of the year. I tell you, I do not know every single person whose name we read, but I know who submitted them, and I know what they meant to the people who sent them in. And there is something, it's an honor, isn't it, Lucia, to be able to read someone's name aloud in such a way and have them be honored in such a way. Thank you for allowing us the space to do so. There are moments when our names are read aloud in these kinds of places and ways. We do it baptism, right? We speak the name aloud and we're surrounded by people who care. And then again, upon our death, our name is spoken and honored and held. And there's something humbling about knowing at some point in time all of our names will be read in this place or a place like it as our lives are celebrated. To know that we will be remembered matters. I appreciate the bells and the sound that calls us to remember, and I appreciate the dance of the light upon the altar. For I tell you, light is one of the most ancient symbols humanity has. In the Abrahamic traditions, Judaism and Christianity and Islam, light is the very first thing created. Out of nothingness, God speaks it into existence. In fact, every religious and spiritual tradition, even non-religious ideologies, and some of the most definitive works of philosophy, all recognize and reflect on the importance of light. But I tell you, because of the plethora of electric glow in our lives these days, it's far too easy to overlook the role that light plays in our lives. I mean, we have so much of it, don't we? In fact, we have so much light around these days, we had to create a term and a measurement system for something we now call light pollution. It's easy to overlook how significant light is, how it was sought after and guarded and tended to before it was just so prevalent. In fact, prior to the invention of electric light, a single candle flame could be seen for 3 miles on a dark night. Today, we're lucky if we even notice it across the room. The significance and power of light are worthy of our consideration and our reflection. For to take a moment and wonder at its brilliance can bring insight and healing and hope. Today, we use these lights as a reminder of the spirit that gave our loved ones their unique being, the light they carried within them. It seems that light tends to mean the most when it's dark. For when it's dark, a presence of light can bring us a sense of place. It can bring us the possibility of understanding and knowing. It can bring a feeling of safety. This is why light is even more meaningful and symbolic in the darkest times of life. And today, as we celebrate All Saints' Day, we are holding a space to remember and celebrate the lives of those we love who have died. And the death of a loved one certainly can be a dark time. In fact, those of us closest to a loss often find that it's like settling into winter in the Arctic. It feels like the sun never quite makes it over the horizon, and we're just there. And so, as we reflect on these difficult moments, these losses, it is fitting that in our remembering, we would light candles and allow the space to be filled with light once again as we remember and celebrate their lives. For as the glow dances upon the altar, we are reminded of the light these individuals brought to our lives. They lived lives that brought light to the world. Who they were is a warm glow. Their lives offered us a sense of place. Their lives offered us the opportunity to understand. Their lives gave us a feeling of safety. And this is why we celebrate them on All Saints' Day, for they are our everyday saints. They were not perfect. Let's be clear. They weren't perfect. But conveniently, that's not what makes you a saint. They were real, they were in process, but they were also a gift. And all the while, they shared their glow with the world, a glow our tradition names as the sacred spark they carried within. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus describes it this way: "You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people take a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand and it shines for all to see. In the same way, let your light shine before people so that they might see the good things you do and give praise to your God who is in heaven." Today, we remember and honor the people who let their light shine in our lives, the everyday saints whose spirits just couldn't be hidden. And today, as we remember them, they still shine. You know, their light is held. Their light, the light they carried that we knew, their light is held in the glowing embrace of the very divine presence that created light. And it still shines here as well. Not merely in the candles we might light. No, their light continues to shine here among and within us. For those we name and remember this day, whether they died last year, whether they died decades ago, whether they died before we were even born and our family still carries their name forward, their light has brightened our world. Everyday saints who did their best to live the love and spirit symbolized by this light, those who throughout their ups and their downs, despite their imperfections, people who in their best moments became living examples to us of what a good light that shares light with the world looks like. And so we celebrate God's love for them and we honor their legacy. And as a part of their honoring them, we consider how we are now bearers of their legacy. that we're now taking our place in a long line of faithful people who ask the question, God, how might your light shine through me? God, what do you want to do through me? For God has done great things in the people who came before us, and God will do great things in those that come after us. And in this moment, we get to ask the question, what might God be ready to do through us? For when we offer our light to the world, when we offer who we are sharing not only our own light, but we are sharing the refraction and the reflection of the light of the saints that shone upon us. We do not simply honor them today on All Saints' Day. But whenever we live our lives as a light on a lampstand, when we share light with the world, living the way our saints showed us life could be, whenever we share the glow of love that we learn from them, whenever we choose to brighten the world for others the way our saints did for us, when we do that, when we honor them by offering who we are to the world, we don't just honor them on All Saints' Day. When we offer the world who we are, all days honor our saints. For the light shines for the world to see, not only for our God in heaven, but for the light of the Spirit that God has placed in all those who showed us the way, the light we now carry forward. Amen.